I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Representative John Kivala about a piece of legislation addressing the controversial dark stores taxation issue that he is co-sponsoring in the State House. It's similar to a bill that was introduced last year, and this reintroduction is taking a few different approaches. We found out more from State Representative John Kivala.
Certainly, it is a reintroduction. We thought this timing was good, so we introduced it. In reality, most people know we got it through the House last year. It took some work to get leadership to take it up, and it was convincing. 97-11 kind of died in the Senate. And so I think what we're going to do this time, we've introduced it in the House. We're also going to introduce it in the Senate. We're just kind of trying to vet through who that sponsor should be. We've got a few senators, but again, you know, it's politics. The policy is sound. We've got a good bill. We have to get through the politics of it. And that is really, you know, there's a lot of opposition, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's powerful opposition.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. That the last time around, when we talked about this with you, you know, you got it through the House. It looked like it was doing well in the Senate. Then you had a break where it sounded like basically the Michigan Chamber of Commerce got in and lobbied it in the Senate side, and what looked like was going well ended up going kind of poorly in the end, and nothing got done with it. So I guess what did you learn from that you're trying to do it differently this time around to, make sure that that doesn't happen in the Senate?
We learned a lot, and what I learned from last term is we pushed a vote before the summer break, and, we thought, we were striking when the iron was hot, and we got back from summer break, and the Senate wasn't going to take it up. It was clear. And so the chamber did its job and lobbied hard, and they are simply wrong on this issue. This is a carve-out for big corporations, big out-of-state corporations. You know, that's what bugs me. You know, I'm all about, look, I work my butt off to help Cliffs, to help, businesses in my district. If we want to say, hey, we got to help the big three, bail out the auto industry, all those things for Michigan. But we're talking about giving special treatment to companies that don't even operate in Michigan. So there I am on my soapbox.
You've been carrying the torch for this for a while, and you're also working with your Republican colleagues on this, and you're hoping to get some good support on this in the Senate. Where is your Senate colleague from the UP, Tom Casperson, on this? What does he say?
Oh, Tom's lockstep with me on this. Tom is, when we have these work group meetings and we have the strategy meetings, Tom and his office are there all along. One of the issues that keeps being talked about downstate is that, this is just a UP issue. The chamber pushes that, So one of the things we try to stay away from is too much of the UP delegation pushing this. So, Tom would happily take this bill in the Senate. We're looking strategically at, are we better off to have a sponsor from Southwest Michigan,
right,
from Northern Lower? We're vetting that. But no question, Tom is all in on this.
State Representative John Kivala with us, calling in from Lansing this morning. We're talking about dark stores legislation. It's been reintroduced in the House, and you're looking to find a partner in the Senate. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, what's John Kivala's take on it as you get this moving in the House? Probably make it through the House again, but is it going to die in the Senate again?
I tend to be an optimist, but in reality, the House is tough as well this time because, we only had 11 no votes, but those 11 no votes, if you look at them, one of them was Tom Leonard, who is now the Speaker of the House.
Okay.
And so I had a candid conversation with Tom. Tom and I came in together at the same time, and Tom's a good friend of mine. And he said, look, John, I'm not going to do this lift if it's going to die again in the Senate. He said, start it there. You get it through. Come see me.
Okay.
And so I think he's open to that if we can get it through the Senate, but that's the challenge. So what do I see in reality? I think in the coming weeks, Tom Casperson and I will probably introduce, a different version of this, not a complete fix, but something that identifies the deed restriction angle of this problem. It really fixes probably 75% of it. I think we're going to do that and take another bite at the apple, you know, from a different perspective. Again, not the full lift, but it's something I think we can get through. To me, it's so frustrating because this is an issue that should just be fixed. Our neighboring states are just fixing it. And we've just got some powerful lobbying groups with a lot of money behind them that are standing up and defending this tax break for big corporations.
That's the comments of State Representative John Kivala. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.